Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad to be coming to you right now from the Sheffield Public Library as I have Bobby the Balloon Guy, Bob Diamond. Bobby's with me right now. Just did an incredible show for a lot of young people and adults as well. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Bobby the Balloon Guy.
Thank you very much, Mark. Appreciate it.
Glad to have you. Let's talk about your background. Maybe go back to when you were younger.
Okay. I was born in Philadelphia. I was born in the hospital because I wanted to be near my mommy. I had this fixation with my belly button at that age. I don't know why. It looked a lot like a balloon. Basically, my background, I'm a graduate from the High School for Creative and Performing Arts. I was a theater major. I did some street performing, busking, they call it. I did some stand-up comedy. The balloons came later on. I was hitting my teen years. I was like 17, 18 years old kind of thing. And basically, I met a guy that was doing magic at a local restaurant called the 94th Aero Squadron. And it sort of fascinated me, you know, watch this guy do the magic. And he did some balloons too, but the balloons were like your basic, you know, one balloon doggies and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I bugged him until he taught me how to do balloons and magic. I mean, literally, I dogged him. Like, it was like a little brother, just kept following him around kind of thing from gig to gig. We became friends, and then he introduced me to a gentleman by the name of Todd Moot Neufeld, who's actually an attorney. that became one of the top balloon artists in the country. I like to say I'm a lot, don't I? Anyways, so Todd was part of a group of people that they had a balloon twisting convention called the Twist and Shout. And I went to my first Twist and Shout convention, and then I got hooked on balloons being more than just a part-time, extra money, side hustle type kid birthday party kind of thing. Found out that there were balloon artists from all over the country, all over the world, that were doing amazing work with balloons. And the competitions they had at the convention were really intriguing. But the best part of the conventions were something called the jam room. So this is where all the balloon distributors would have balloons lined up against the wall as far as the eye can see, every shape, every color, every size you could possibly imagine, each printed, non-printed. And then the balloon artists would just grab handfuls. They weren't allowed to take them and stuff them in their pockets, but we were allowed to work with them at the convention in the jam room, which was a ballroom. And everybody would walk around and see really cool designs. And that's the thing about the jam room. They're like, that was really cool. Can you show me how to do that? And that's kind of where it got me hooked on to the balloon twisting aspect. Later on, I decided I was going to take my theater background and my balloon twisting expertise, and I wanted to combine them both into something that people weren't used to seeing. First of all, most people aren't used to seeing more than doggies and swords.
Right.
Especially here in Alabama. Alabama does not have a lot of family entertainers, which is, I've always said, is sort of a shame because, I mean, puts me on the ground floor, but the problem is, like, if I'm booked up, I can't refer. I have nobody to refer. There's not a lot of people here that do what I do. But I digress. I started going to conventions, started winning some of the competitions. One of the competitions was a stage show competition, so I learned how to do a stage show, which is where I developed the show today that I did for the library. I've also taken a master class on doing shows from a magician by the name of Jeff McBride, who's a magician with the kabuki masks. He's the Vegas, very, very famous Vegas magician kind of thing. He did master classes, and I took one of his classes and helped me really, really fine-tune my show a little bit to make it less about me and more about the audience. So one of the things when I was doing the show, I was cracking jokes, doing jokes with the kids and the people that I bring up, but the jokes were on them and not on me. And Jeff was like, no, if you're an entertainer, the joke should be on you, not on them, because you'll never get somebody to ever come up and volunteer again, kind of things. You don't want to make somebody feel apprehensive about wanting to come up, kind of thing. So a few years after I started learning how to twist balloons and performing, and I started performing all over the country, people flew me in for events. It was mind-blowing. It was just like, we need you for a trade show. And I'd stand in front of their booth and stop foot traffic and be part of their marketing. We need you for a grand opening. As I build a life-size sculpture as a step and repeat for social media, photo ops. And it just kind of went from there. And then I met my wife. I went to a family event in Philadelphia, and I met my wife there. And then she started twisting balloons. And she went to the convention with me and got hooked as well. And next thing you know, she's working with me. And we started putting together comedy routines together, as her husband and wife can.
Yeah.
And started doing weddings, wedding rehearsal dinners, and corporate events. We called ourselves the Balloon Dream Team because, as you know, teamwork
makes the dream
work. Exactly. she used to turn around and say, well, I'm not the entertainer. My husband's the entertainer. If I make a balloon for you and you happen to be entertained, it's a bonus, kind of thing. I always turn around. I always say she does what I do. She's just prettier. And we've been working together, started our company, Balloon Masters Entertainment. Started out as Bobby the Balloon Guy. Then we changed over to Balloon Masters Entertainment and started taking her knowledge as a hotel restaurant. She had a degree in hotel restaurant management from Penn State. And my background in entertainment and marketing and sales, and we put it together and started in a full-service entertainment company. So we started booking other people out, other balloon artists, magicians, caricature artists, jugglers, stilt walkers, all kinds of novelty acts. And in Florida, it was going like gangbusters. And it got to the point where we were doing so well that we didn't need to be in Florida. Florida was running itself. And I said to my wife, I said, listen, I'm doing all these corporate events, but the way it's working with flying all over the country is detrimental. Clients paying $5,000, they bring you in for a weekend so you can maximize their booth space. They don't care that your flight got canceled. Mm-hmm. And it was becoming, and sometimes I'd arrive at the hotel and my shipment of balloons never made it. So the logistics of flying out all over the Eastern Seaboard became very, very detrimental to my business. And since Alabama doesn't have a lot of family entertainers, I said, this is a great central point. And I could literally drive one day to be wherever I need to be. Like if somebody needs me in Philadelphia, it's a 15-hour drive. Or if they want me in Florida, it's South Florida, it's a 15-hour drive. No airlines, no car rentals, no shipping equipment. I just pack everything up in my car and I go. And that's when we moved here. And that was the year that we had COVID.
What would you say, Bobby, as you speak to kids, young people, and you think about the different goals and dreams and jobs that they think of, and you took a path of entertainment. What about a kid that maybe is in the audience that sees that thinks, is that a possibility for me?
Well, I teach classes and workshops for youth events. I'm doing a lot of the VBCs right now, vacation summer camps. And a lot of people ask me that exact same question. And I turn around and tell them the same thing I say to my children, which was, if you're passionate about something and you don't mind putting in the work to become the best at whatever it is you want to be, I don't care if you want to be a hairstylist. I mean, if you're going to be an elbow scratcher, be the best elbow scratcher in the world, you know, kind of thing. You got to put in your dues. Nothing comes easy, or it shouldn't come easy. Let's put it that way. And I turn around and I always encourage them. I say, you can be whatever you want to be. Just got to be, make sure that if you're the best at it, people will need you.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Robert Bobby Diamond, and he is Bobby the Balloon Guy, part of Balloon Masters Entertainment. His wife, Alyssa, is not with us right now, but they, as you hear, they're a tag team, they're a duo. We are at the Sheffield Public Library doing this show as he has just performed for quite a few young people and adults as well. It was a large audience here today, and we want you to stick with us as we do another segment. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it.
I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with Elkridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now we're at the Sheffield Public Library in Sheffield, Alabama, as I have with me Bobby, the balloon guy, Diamond. He is part of Balloon Masters Entertainment, and we're glad to have Bobby with us right now. Welcome back to the show, Bobby.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. So libraries have been places where imagination comes alive. You talked about that during your performance.
Yeah. Well, Ringling Brothers coined the phrase children of all ages.
Why do you enjoy partnering with libraries and summer reading programs, and why are those opportunities important to you?
Well, it's important to me for a couple reasons. First of all, here in Alabama, as I mentioned in the first segment, that there's not a lot of family entertainers in this area. And people's perception of balloon twisters is kind of limited to the basic clown work doing doggies and swords. They don't think that balloons could be more than just, you know, kids' birthday parties only. So doing library shows, doing, you know, store openings, working with the PTAs, PTOs at the school for doing fundraisers and things of that nature allows me to actually help to change the audience perspective a little bit and kind of open up their imagination to other possibilities for themselves. Like when people see my show here, this show that I did for library, I actually do as a fundraiser. I call it No Fear Fundraising. So instead of the library paying me to do the show, we sell tickets to the show, and then I do a ticket split with the school so they don't have to pay me, or the church or the non-for-profit. And they make a lot in 1 hour. They can make more money than doing a bake sale. So for me, it's a matter of way of giving back to the audience, but also it's important to me to make sure that, you know, open people's perspective up a little bit, and so they can see that see the balloons can be, I'll say kids, adults. We do weddings. I mean, it's always I always find it funny is like at a wedding, we start off making balloons for the kids and keeping them occupied during the wedding, so they're not creating those funniest home video moments. The adults get into it. And the last one we did, I connected the entire bridal party's heads together in one gigantic hat. And the kids that I made the balloons for were getting really creative and inventive. And they took all their hats and they connected them all together and they put it on top of the grandma, who was like the matriarch of the family. This lady's like 94 years old. And somehow wearing this giant hat, if you can picture this, they got her up on the dance floor to do the Cupid Shuffle. Absolutely hysterical. But so my perspective is what I love doing this for the libraries because it opens people up to a new experience with balloons and shows that it's not just about making a balloon and being a gifting process, that it's a performance. It's a skilled performance kind of thing.
You talked about the magician that you had spoken with from Las Vegas who taught you the lesson of putting the joke on you as opposed to the audience. What have you learned with the thousands of children and families that you've encountered? What have you learned yourself through this process?
Not to take myself seriously. Yeah, the process taught me that, you know, as an entertainer, we're pie in the face people. We're supposed to be. That's what Jeff says. The joke should always be on you. That's how comedy works. And I learned that the respect the people out there as far as like their perspective. I respect people's ideas and what, and I try to incorporate that as much into my, into what I do as much as possible there. Yeah. Whether it's religious or, financial, like I'm always putting myself in my client's shoes, where other performers have an ego and they just want to, let me show you what I can do. I always put myself and say, what can I do for my client? So if it's a trade show, why, what's the most important thing for them at a trade show, which is stopping traffic in front of their booth so they can hand out the freebie. Well, I'm the freebie. I make Betty Boop and all, you know, and the balloon circulates and the pin, they'll be like, where did you get that? You know, kind of thing. If it's a library, this is their summer reading program. What am I doing here? Yeah, I'm doing a show. Yeah, I'm getting paid. But to me, and you noticed that during the show, I probably mentioned the library, what, 4 or 5 times? Mm-hmm. And I mentioned the summer reading program at least 3. And that's kind of thing. My mind is as a sales rep or whatever you want to call it, that mindset is what makes me valuable to the clients that I work for. And that's what I always try to strive. I always try to, you know, I want to be entertaining. I want to make people smile and happy. But at the end of the day, I want to make sure that what I'm doing for the people that hire me is relevant to their needs.
And you're creating an experience. You're creating a memory mm-hmm. for kids,
oh, yeah.
for the families. Mm-hmm. How important is creating those memories and experiences for families? Because as I think about, this may be the one thing that a family did together the whole week. And you're providing that experience.
Well, one of the things I learned from Jeff, the magician, is he used to turn around and said what he loved about being a magician. And it's kind of like the same thing about what I love about being a balloon entertainer. I don't call myself a balloon artist. I call myself an entertainer because I take the balloons. I can make balloons, but and I can teach you how to make balloons, but I can't teach you how to make it entertaining. But one of the things Jeff would say is if I can take somebody, a group of people or just one person and take them out of their regular everyday lives for just 20 minutes and create a moment in those 20 minutes where they're not thinking about their job. They're not thinking about their bills. They're not thinking about, you know, things going on in their lives that weigh them down, that they have to constantly own their minds. If you just take them out of that and bring them into your world for just a few minutes or even an hour, that's something special that not everybody can do. And that's something that's important to be able to do for people, is that, you know, the people in this audience were sitting here, whether they're the whole time they weren't on their phones, which is, to me, is even more important. I created an experience to basically that involved them and allowed them to actually also relive their childhood a little bit too. And that, to me, that's all even more important, is like, you know, the Ringling Brothers coined the phrase children of all ages. Taking somebody out of their lives and bringing them into yours, just even if it's just for a few minutes, it's humbling. Is the only word I can think of. It's a humbling thing to do.
Bobby, what have you learned about the power of joy, laughter, and human connection through the work that you do?
I learned that it's probably the most important thing we have as human beings, because, you know, without joy, without having any joy in your life, it's not a life. It's you're existing, you're not living. So I think it's important. Everybody should find something that's their joy. This is mine, you know, and I've been doing it for 43 years. So, you know, and I turned around to my wife, and, you know, I'm 60 years old now, and I turned around to my wife. So have you thought about retirement? Have you thought about winding down? And I said, not really. I mean, yeah, doing the performances is not as easy as it was when I was younger. Like, I used to work a trade show, and I'd be there for 9 hours. I'd do 9 hours of blowing up balloons by mouth, standing on my head kind of thing. It was easy. And now I can only do like 3-4 hours at a time, but those 3-4 hours helps me just as much as it's helping my audience. It's that energy goes back and forth.
And how encouraging is it to have Alyssa by your side, that she has an interest in what you do?
She's my she's my reality check. She keeps it real for me. She's worried all the time, once again, because of my age, you know, climbing inside of a giant balloon, something could happen, you know, kind of thing. And I've done it. I've actually fallen off stage. Well, on the balloon, I would climb inside the balloon, jumped up and down like a big
ball. It's nice that we didn't have a stage here at Sheffield Public Library.
I make sure we don't do it on stage anymore, that kind of thing. But to have my wife be able to do this and be able to do it with me, I know it's not something she originally wanted to do. It wasn't her life's thing. Like, she was in medical insurance when I first met her, and she started going to the parties, and she felt like a third wheel, and then, you know, she wanted to be able to do stuff, so we bought a face painting kit. She started face painting. My wife is an excellent face painter, by the way. I am the worst face painter in the world. People always turn around and be like, can you paint my kid's face? So I'm like, sure, wear the rollers. I'll put on 2 coats and a primer. My wife's an amazing face painter. She started doing face painting. Then she started doing the balloon twisting conventions with me. And then one year she applied for a scholarship, and she won the scholarship. And then she became one of the top female balloon artists. I think it was 2004, top female balloon artist. And we started traveling around doing all kinds of events. And it's just, the comedy just kind of fell in there because, you know, like Burns and Allen kind of thing. Married couple. We do this whole thing called, I forget what it's called. We do this thing where we're working a wedding, and she'll make a balloon, and then I'll make another one, and we'll have the audience hold up their napkins with numbers on it. Yeah, it was a competition kind of thing. It was always like a competition with us when we were twisting together, and we're always making fun of each other. And of course, my wife always wins in the end.
This event, as we said, was hosted by the City of Sheffield at the Sheffield Public Library. We're glad to be here today. Let's open the door for other libraries, other organizations, and families who may want to bring this to their location. How can they do that?
Oh, it's easy. They just contact me and actually I think there's a resource fair going on in Birmingham in September where a lot of the libraries and schools and so forth are going to have entertainers in one spot where they can kind of go around and grab brochures, that kind of it's like a resource fair. It's like a fair. But as far as they want me specifically for their event, it's a phone call. Or they can go to my website at www.balloonmasters.com and just click on book us. And there's an online form you fill out that gives me the detailed information about your event. And then I'll call you and we go over the logistics and pricing and make sure that everything's within that. If it's a no fear fundraiser, I can tell you how the fundraiser works and help you set up like the marketing and everything you need for, doing a fundraiser. Because a lot of people here, they just do the same old bake sales and, you know, cookouts and carnivals and stuff like that. This thing about my No Fear fundraiser is there's no upfront cost. Ticket sales pays me to do the show, and ticket sales makes money for the school, the church. So if you're not paying for it, what do you got to fear? And they make a lot of, it's a 1 hour show, but they make a decent amount of money in that 1 hour. So they just call me.
Excellent. Bobby the Balloon Guy Diamond here with me today at the Sheffield Public Library.
Thank you.
He has been putting on the Zany Balloon Show. Bobby the Balloon Guy, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
No, it was a lot of fun. Thank you very much for having me, Mark.
Again, folks, go to balloonmasters.com, and that's masters with a Z, balloon, BALLOONMASTERZ.com. And be a part of this experience with your family, with your kids. Enjoy this like I did today. So many kids enjoyed this. Adults, children of all ages, as Bobby said. We're glad to be able to do this show from the Sheffield Public Library today in Sheffield, Alabama. Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.